In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Christ is in our midst. He just said that, right?
Right.
At the end of the gospel, where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there in their midst. And as we celebrate this, our parish feast day, celebrating the All Holy Spirit, which is one and equal in honor and glory with the Father and the Son, we are called as those who are created as icons of the life of the Trinity. God says in Genesis, "Let us make man in our image." And this has always been the us, has been the understanding that this is the Holy Trinity, saying that man is created to be in relationships as well. And just as we said today that the All Holy Spirit is equal in honor and in essence with the Father and the Son, so are you and I and all humanity in honor, equal, and in essence with one another. And although we will never be God, God, by the sending down of the Holy Spirit, made us partakers of His life. But these relationships are very important. We said in the Orthros prayers that are said during the six psalms, one of the requests that we make are that God preserve our lives unbothered in the seal of the Holy Spirit. So each one of us has received the seal of the gift of the Holy Spirit. We've become direct participants in the event of Pentecost. But now we have to ask God to preserve our lives unbothered, because the Holy Spirit, as St. Paul says, has fruits. Children go around singing this all the time. But we're also warned that there are bad fruits as well that are not representative of the Holy Spirit. And that we're called to expose these in St. Paul's letter. And then in the gospel, the same word is to say, when your brother sins against you, we said, go and tell him his fault. But the Greek word is the same as the one which says expose, means expose him, but not on social media, not to everyone except for him. Go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. But this is the beautiful part of it. If he listens, you have gained your brother. It doesn't say you have gained your way. Your agenda has won. You have gained your brother. And this is why we have relationships with one another. This is why, if we see something wrong in ourselves, of course, we repent. But if there is something that we can do in a relationship to gain our brother, and it's also understood as to win, you have won your brother. But I think this is an overlooked priority. We think of winning arguments, but not winning brothers and sisters. We need to continuously invoke the Holy Spirit, ask God that He preserve us unbothered so that we can receive His instruction. In the book of Proverbs, the Lord helps us to understand by saying, whoever loves correction loves knowledge, and whoever hates correction is foolish. I don't know that it's very easy to say I love correction. From God is one thing, but if my brother comes and tells me that I need correction, that's hard to listen to. So I think there are two parts of this. We have to be people of repentance, willing to receive correction from brothers and sisters, to be eagerly looking for the love of God, to expose what's wrong so that we can go closer to Him. We are children of light, as St. Paul reminded us in today's epistle. But this also, when we approach one another, not to think that I'm going to get my way, but I want to win my brother. That's how important relationships are. We've been told in different ways that salvation doesn't happen apart from community. Our brothers and sisters are with us, and this is the experience of salvation. It's not just everyone going, and we should pray by ourselves, but that's not the end of it. The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit is a relationship, and they called us to have a relationship. The Holy Trinity is one, undivided, consubstantial, and unlike us, the Holy Trinity is not separated ever by time or space at all, and we have that limitation. But the Holy Spirit helps us to get closer and closer, excuse me, it helps us to get closer and closer to God, and we need this help at all times. And as children of the light, and I don't know if I've said this for a couple of years, but I think it's an important story that I think it's a good analogy for walking as people of light and also to be preserved unbothered. But I was always fond of this story about an art teacher that I worked with who used to make beautiful scenes and of nature, and he could make sculptures of birds using his own technique. Beautiful, magnificent colors. It looked like it was going to take off. So lifelike. Well, he had said in his art career, he learned from a mistake that he had made one time, saving his project for the last minute. He was supposed to make a person who used the sunscreen looking tan and beautiful, and he worked all night using this artificial lamp, and everything looked tan and beautiful, and then by the light of day, when he brought it out into the sunlight, this tan and beautiful person actually looked somewhat green. And he said, you know, I learned that we should never use artificial light to do artwork, because I can't adjust. The natural light reflects colors the way they really are, and if I don't see that, I can't adjust that, and so then I have a very off-color work of art afterwards. And this is how we need to work. We need to work not with artificial lights, but with the light of Christ, which is sometimes does expose things about ourselves that we wish were not exposed, but this is how we can get closer to God. And he has given us our brothers and sisters to help us to learn how to adjust the colors that we're using, to preserve this beautiful icon that he has made on each one of us and has put on each one of us with his holy light. So how will we open our hearts to receive correction from God? If we all do that, then we will speak with sensitivity to one another when we would like to share something that our brothers and sisters could do so that we can be closer to them. And it isn't easy. In a few weeks, we will be celebrating Peter and Paul, who are often depicted holding the church together or in an embrace together. And these are two human beings, two brothers that did not always agree on everything. And yet they submitted themselves to the All Holy Spirit so that the love of Christ could be preserved between them. So with repentance and confession and love for our brothers and sisters, then we have the ability to continue as children of light. I also think that it's hard to receive correction from brothers and sisters because we feel threatened. That if I have done something wrong, I'm now either lower on their list or on their bad list. Has God treated us like that? We're written in the book of life when we're baptized. And we can always allow him voluntarily to restore that honor. Sin doesn't make us unlovable. In fact, God forgives a repentant person even if brothers and sisters have not. I remember in seminary I was reading about a man who had been very abusive to his family for the sake of his addictions. And he had to, for his life, start on a road of repentance. And he said, right now I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, but my children are still not speaking to me. See, we can use that to weaken ourselves and to feel shame about our own self instead of fleeing to God and insisting on receiving his forgiveness. Because even if someone has not been able to forgive our sins on earth, we know that God forgives when we choose to make a change in our life, to change our mind. This is the gift of the Holy Spirit. The reason why blasphemy against the Holy Spirit is not forgivable is because we refuse to pursue it. How can God forgive a person who is not pursuing God, who doesn't believe in the change of the Holy Spirit? What a wonderful psalm verse that we said yesterday before the kneeling prayers at the great Prokimenon. I said, now I have begun. This change is of the right hand of the Most High. It's frightening to change, and it's frightening to receive suggestions. But when we have a repentant heart, then when someone tells us, here's where what you did hurt me, and I say this because I love you very much, and I want to continue with you as a loving brother or a loving sister. It's not to say, well, and to gain your brother doesn't mean to gain someone for your, to promote you and your way and your agenda, but it's to have this loving relationship. And this is the kind of relationship that strengthens us in our church life and strengthens the whole world and makes us all receptive to the Holy Spirit. May God forgive us all. May He make us open to the all Holy Spirit. May He bring us and the whole world closer as brothers and sisters and direct our steps according to His commandments. And help us to love His correction. To the Most Holy Trinity be all glory, honor, and worship, now and forever and unto ages of ages.